This is KUT. For years, we've been hearing about how Austin is one of the fastest-growing cities in the country. Thousands of people move here each year. But recent reports show some of the factors that draw people to the city, like good jobs, aren't growing quite as fast as they used to. And it got us wondering, has Austin's population growth peaked? KUT's Saida Hassan looked into it.
If you're a young professional living in the Austin area, Will Compernell's story may sound familiar. He's originally from Chicago and moved to Austin the summer after graduating college.
Well, I like the idea of kind of showing up in a city where I didn't know anyone, kind of just starting fresh, finding a job once I got there. And it seemed like a really good city for young people and with decent employment prospects.
Compernell settled into an apartment near South Congress. Back in 2011, it ran him about $700 a month, and he found work, just not the kind of work he was looking for. Compernell studied economics, and he wanted to channel those skills into research or consulting. But during his time in Austin, he found himself working at Facebook and analyzing data at an ad agency. If he stayed, he worried he may be pigeonholed into working in tech.
Professionally, I think I thought that anything would interest me would not be in Austin. And then after 3 years, the city just sort of started to feel a little small, and I was ready to try something new.
So Compernell chose to move. He's working at a research firm in New York City now, but he says his time in Austin helped define his career path.
You go to Austin because it's sort of a Neverland where you find yourself. And then after they have a little more certainty about what they want to do or want that change of pace or something, then they move on to a different city that maybe offers specifically what they're looking for.
Compernell's story seems to align with the findings of a recent report from the apartment search website Ebodo. It points to the large number of people leaving the city each year, but not surprisingly, they're quickly being replaced. Sam Radbill is with Ebodo.
We wanted to figure out the cities that Americans are leaving the fastest, but also the cities that they're moving to the fastest. And interestingly enough, Austin showed up on both of those.
The report cites census data, which shows about 7% of the population in the Austin-Round Rock metro area moved away between 2014 and 2015. But at the same time, it gained enough new residents to offset that, and then some. Austin still saw positive growth overall. But why this revolving door of people moving in and out? It's got a lot to do with jobs, says city demographer Ryan Robinson. He says Austin was one of the first cities back on its feet after the Great Recession, creating jobs at an annual rate of about 4% over the past 5 years.
But it looks like that 4% annual growth has dropped into the 2 to 2.5% range. And again, while that's a downshift, I think it's a long time in coming, and I think it's the beginning of what will be a period where we can maybe begin to catch our breath as a city.
Robinson says that much sustained growth has been overwhelming, and it's played a big role in driving up Austin's housing prices. While the common belief may be that most people moving here are millennials looking for their next gig, Robinson says we're actually seeing a lot more seniors.
And that also plays into housing affordability, because those households have got much deeper pockets than their millennial counterparts. And that, just anecdotally, that's one reason why our downtown expensive condo market has remained really very healthy, because many of the folks that are moving into those expensive downtown units are baby boomers and seniors.
Austin's red-hot housing market has come to be seen as the norm. The city added about 10,000 new apartments last year, and they were quickly filled. Multifamily occupancy fell less than 1%. But Robinson says we're starting to see signs that the market may be cooling.
So we're finally beginning to see something we haven't seen in years in the multifamily market, and that's concessions, things like free month's rent, move-in specials, different things. You haven't seen any of that because it's been such a landlord's market.
So maybe we haven't peaked yet. For now, Austin's population is still growing. But Robinson says he'll be keeping a close eye on those occupancy rates in the coming months. If they begin to dip, it may signal a slowdown in the influx of people moving to Austin. Saida Hassan, KUT News.